Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and yes, we are. You're listening to Financial Survival. Of course, these programs are winding down, as you know. Next week will be our last week doing these at 4 o'clock live. I don't know what Melody has in store after that, but nonetheless, we're here today, and I'm glad you're out there, the 20th day of March, 2024. Welcome to the program. As usual, we'll bring up our guest, Wendy Wilson, in a minute, with Apothecary Herbs. She has an interesting topic today. I'm anxious to hear what she's going to share about it. But anyway, let's get into some markets and metals. Metals had a good day today. Gold was up over $25 to $21.8246. Silver is up over 50 cents to $25.48. Platinum was up $13.65 to $90.807. Palladium was up $30.80 to $1,022.78. Metals are up, but so are markets up. All over the world, markets are up today. The Dow was up 365 to 39,476. NASDAQ was up 188 to 16,355. S&P up 40 to 5,219. You know, it used to be when the markets were down, gold was up, and gold was up, markets are down. It didn't make any sense to me, but that's the way it's working. FTSE was up 0.27 to 19,484. DAX was up 0.15 to 18,015. Nikkei was up 0.66 to 40,003. Hang Seng was up 0.082 to 16,543. USDX was down 0.444 to 103.45. 10-year yield was up 0.025 to 4.69%. Oil was down slightly, $1.63 to 81.84. So there you go. If you're in the metal, if you're in the markets, looks like you're doing well. If you're in metals, you're doing well. The only difference is metals are in your hand, you can hold them. Markets on paper on a computer, whichever one you want to trust in. Anyway, let's go from there to our guest, as always, on Wednesday. We're going to talk to a lady that is always a bundle of information and actually kind of fun to listen to. Wendy Wilson, are you there?
Hello, Pastor Butch. Great to be with you and all the listeners. And I thought we'd talk about making some brain tissue today. So everybody get on their aprons and get out their cooking utensils. We will make some brains. You ready?
I'm ready. I need it. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I've been reading a lot of scientific journal reports, and the more I read, the more I realize really there's nothing beyond the imagination of science. So if science wants to create half human and half animal hybrids, they're going to find a way to do it. And in the last few decades, though, science has really had numerous studies on blocking the aging process to mastering the human brain function. So some new research recently was published, and it was discussing manufacturing human brain tissue. And of course, the report wants us to think that this type of research will help fix neurological diseases, which it may, but such technology will be used for other purposes. So we're going to talk about this human brain tissue research. This was February 2024. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, they were saying they are working on what they hope will be a breakthrough research therapy to resolve Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and other types of diseases. So according to their report, they're using 3D printers to manufacture brain tissue that functions, they said, like a human brain. So the research was published in the February 2024 Journal of Stem Cell. And we should keep in mind that any man-made tissue they think functions like the human brain is really going to reflect their current knowledge level. There could be things about the human brain they have no knowledge about. So here is a quote from the lead neuroscience professor. This is Su Chen Zhang. He said, "This could be a huge and powerful model to help us understand how brain cells and parts of the brain communicate in humans. And this could change the way we look at stem cells, neuroscience, pathogenesis, and psychiatric disorders." So I'm like, well, let me see what the recipe is here. According to Professor Zhang, they used a 3D printer to make the tissue, but they diverted from the traditional methods of stacking cells vertically and instead stacked them horizontally. So he says this allowed them to place brain cell neurons that were grown from pluripotent stem cells. That's a code name for embryonic stem cells. And also place them in what they called a bioink, which is a fabricated tissue construct with programmed structures in it. Here's a quote from Dr. Chen Zhen. He says, "The tissue still has enough structure to hold together, but is soft and thin enough to allow the neurons to grow into each other and start talking to each other. And this makes it easy for the neurons to get oxygen and nutrients from the host media." So he says the connectors on each printed layer and across layers form these networks comparable to the human brain. So the neurons communicate with each other through these neurotransmitters to create support networks, end of quote. He also added, "We have successfully printed a cerebral cortex and the striatum area of the brain, and we found it was quite striking," end of quote. So let's talk about those two areas for just a minute. So what Professor Zhang and his team created was the cerebral cortex. It's part of the brain that houses your higher level processes, your language, your memory, your reasoning, your thought processes, your learning, your decision making, your emotions, intelligence, and personality. Now the striatum part of the brain is the part that has this striped appearance to it, and it's got gray and white brain matter, and it's very distinct with its subcortical structures. And this part houses your decision-making functions, your motor control, emotion, habit formation, and reward center. So Dr. Zhang goes on to say, even when we printed different cells belonging to different brain regions, they still were able to communicate with each other, end of quote. So they're all patting themselves on the back about this. And I'm saying, well, why were they using a 3D printer? Well, according to the research, using a 3D printer, it offers them more precision-like control over the types of cell arrangements not found in other brain cell research, such as your brain organoids, which are less organized. And we've talked about the brain organoids before. They're little miniature brains, you know, shrunken head size kind of thing. Now, Dr. Zhang goes on to say, our research allows us to produce nearly any type of neurons at any time, and we can piece them together at any stage in any configuration that we want. So we can print to our unique design and watch how the brain operates, and we can observe nerve cells talking to each other, and we have great flexibility. So the report is saying that they can observe how the cell signals are working between the cells. They even tested in an example of Down syndrome and Alzheimer's patients, and they watched cell interaction on drug therapy as well when the brain, and even when the brain is growing, so on immature brains. So they've been doing a lot of brain research for decades. And they also had the section in the report about cell orientation. So the researchers were also looking ahead to make enhancements to their brain tissue that they are creating. And they want to explore the abilities to, quote, specialize in brains that they create with a few improvements to the bioink and maybe some equipment enhancements in order to orient the cells and bring specific brain tissue on demand. Now, what the heck does that mean, right? Well, this raises a bunch of questions in my little brain. I'm like asking, well, are you looking at maybe a human brain that you create for artificial intelligence? Or are you offering holographic neural capabilities? How about a brain that's more accepting of bionic implants? What kind of specific special brain are we talking about here? So you may be snickering at all this and even the AI question, but science is already tinkering with the notion of transferring AI to an organic brain with a $19 million grant. The science is going to answer this question. Can artificial intelligence be organic and biologic? Well, the European company that's involved with this is called Another Brain. It's over in Europe, $19 million to try this out. Another Brain says this: we create a new kind of a new artificial intelligence, bio-inspired, frugal, low data and energy, and human-friendly, and alternative to the deep learning for people. What?
Wow.
Where are these people coming from? I'm like out of the woodwork. So what are the chances that in the future there's really not going to be any schools that we know of, you know, that we know what schools are, but children are going to just be plugged into artificial intelligence and left to learn. So science is really operating in an unchecked fashion. And we are at the point where you can't really put a genie like this back in the bottle. You just can't. And science wants to create. That's what they're doing. But what they create, man is going to have to live with if the human race can survive it.
So I wonder, would this be a way with robotics to give them a brain with emotions and thought capability and all that too?
Right. That's almost like, and how people, people roll into the hospital and they're brain dead. You know, well, let's just give them we'll just do a brain transplant kind of thing. You know, there's all kinds of possibilities here. You know, anything that is within their imagination to do, they're going to try.
Just like in days of Babel.
Yeah. And so when I was reading this, I was thinking of young Frankenstein, you go to the lab and get me a brain. He comes back with a brain. What kind of brain did you bring me? One that said Abby Normal, And I'm thinking to myself, give me a glass of Ovaltine. Let me read the rest of this, because this was just as ridiculous as young Frankenstein. But I don't know if you ever saw the movie.
I remember seeing it, but it's been so long ago, I don't remember it.
Yeah, Cloris Leachman was asking if he wanted warm milk, and then she got all the way down to Ovaltine. But anyway, I personally want to protect what I was born with. So I think of the Star Wars movies, too. They remind me of some futuristic event that could look like, half human and half creature species. That was back in the 70s, and we didn't take any of that seriously because, hello, it was sci-fi. But now you have to wonder.
We think it was sci-fi, but what maybe was going on behind the scenes that we didn't know?
Right. Yeah. We didn't take it seriously at all. But now you have to wonder just how far science will push creation, really. We will really have to be observant. We'll have to be wise and discerning. And that would be in order to protect ourselves from what they will create or manifest. So using medicinal plants for wellness, and they can help you stabilize a system. And also, I think staying close to God, Pastor Butch, is also what we should count on,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely.
So, So we need both of those things moving forward. We need, you know, backup medicines that won't hurt us, and we need God to guide and direct us. So that's why, you know, we put together a new blog on our website. So it's going to be more information for people. And I've been told that, you know, the younger generation, they love blogs. So maybe we can, you know, touch base with some of these younger folks and get them on the same sheet of music. The Bible says herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. So hopefully they'll see that there's an alternative way to doing things and be well out there.
What you just covered, it could open a whole Pandora's box of all kinds of chaos.
I know. I tell you, I read these reports and I go, oh, no. You know, because it's sort of like the atomic bomb. You create it. You're not going to put it on the shelf. You're going to use it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they're going to find other ways to make money at it. You know, okay, so yeah, so you may be able to scoot around the Parkinson's and Alzheimer's thing, but what else will you be doing with this research? I mean, they already kind of let you know they're going to do, you know, specialized, specific brain tissue on demand. So that means they're going to be taking orders. You know, what kind of brain do you want? Do you want a brain that helps you think faster than a locomotive, be like Superman? Do you want the capability to have holographic abilities where you can see through walls and all that stuff? How about, you know, superhuman strength? You want some bionics? Hey, we can plug that in, no problem. See?
Wow.
I know, I just I need another glass Ovaltine. I mean,
really?
or maybe
something stronger. But anyway.
Right?
Unbelievable.
It just gets creepier and freakier as the decades go by. I mean, I've been reading journal articles for over 20 years, and I've never seen the like that I've seen now. And you know, they think it's perfectly normal. You know, these scientists, you know.
Of course,
but, you know,
of course.
I just say, hey, well, we're having a spring sale at Apothecary Herbs, so people can save 20% now through the 24th. So it'll end on March 24th. So if people are looking for things for allergies or cleansing or immune support, definitely give us a call. Our number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If they're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, or they can visit us online at thepowerherbs.com. We also have that free catalog too, so if you haven't got one of those, definitely get that. It'll be an interesting and empowering tool for your home, for you and your home. So I'm going to miss these shows, Pastor Butch.
I was getting ready to say, this is one part I'm really going to miss, because I love listening to what you're sharing with us. It's kind of spooky, a little bit scary, but I really enjoy listening to you because you covered so well.
Well, thank you. I did hear from a lady in New York. She said, you know, you just spell it out. And she says, I don't know anybody else that's, you know, kind of talking like that. And I'm like, well, yeah, the Alphabet Network's not going to let that. I mean, a lot of my shows were taken down off of YouTube. YouTube doesn't like me talking like that. See?
Oh, really? Well, that is fine. They kicked me off too, so it's okay. But yeah, and you explained it in a way that even I can understand it, and that's coming down pretty simple way to put it out there. So I want to thank you for that too.
Well, sure. I mean, I ask questions while I'm reading it, and then I look for the answer, and I go, well, let's include that, you know. And so, you know, because I mean, these things can go off on a tangent. They can go off on a left field in a skinny minute, and I'm worried that's what they're going to be doing to make money. At these, you know, build a brain kind of thing. I'm waiting for, maybe that's what we should get. We should file that domain, buildabrain.com.
Yeah.
And then sell it back to them. What do you think?
Well, it's an idea. I mean, we're seeing big things happen anymore at such a fast pace in every direction.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible to keep up with it.
Well, I got a little taste of how Lot must have felt when he was vexed by all the corruption and evil that was surrounding him.
Absolutely. I agree. Mm-hmm. Wendy Wilson, it's been a blast again. Give it to me one more time.
Oh, sure. They can call us at 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. 800-663-3663 or visit us at thepowerherbs.com.
Well, that was a fast 20 minutes. I really enjoyed
it. I was.
That. Well, I take it back. I didn't enjoy it, but I'm glad you told me.
Okay.
I mean, it is downright spooky. It truly,
yeah,
truly is.
Yeah, we've got science running amok pretty much now. They got policies and they got ethic committees, but nobody's really enforcing. Yeah.
Well, hopefully I'll see you next week one more time.
Okay, talk soon. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Folks, back at the break with Melody Seastrom joining us and a lot to talk about. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Seederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Seederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Seederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Talking away. I don't know what to say. I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find you. Shine it away. I'll be coming for your love. Okay.
All righty, folks. We are back, and we are joined by Melody Seederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. As I was saying earlier, we're winding down the program to Melody. Next week will be our final week, and I'm going to miss being with you all with Melody because it's been a blast for the last several years. I've enjoyed it. We shared a lot of information, and hopefully bless somebody and inform somebody. Melody, welcome to your program.
Well, thank you. I'm going to miss everyone, too. And, you know, today is Wednesday, and we're going to miss Wendy, too, Wendy Wilson.
Oh, Wendy's a blast. She is.
Mm-hmm. She is. So I'll have to make sure I'm here next week, because next week will be the last radio program with her.
And she's had a great topic today on they're actually building 3D printing brain cells.
Cool.
Making parts of brain. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm gonna get in line for something. Maybe I'll be able to think a little bit again.
She does have some great topics and so forth. And so I will be here next Wednesday for her segment because that'll be the last Wednesday. Next week is the last week of the broadcast.
It is. It truly is.
Yeah.
I know a lot of sad people listening now. They're probably not saying anything, but I know they're sad about it. But anyway, I'll let you get on what you want to go. Then we'll go.
Well, there are other things that will be coming. So, you know, I'm working on a podcast. There's going to be various things that the newsletter and the blog will still continue. There's no change in that. We're going to do podcasts, maybe shorter versions. where we can do multiple ones of those. So, you know, we can, people can go to the website and so forth and pick it up there. And so it's not going to, the only basically will be the time, the 4 o'clock time will be gone. And, but you'll still be able to hear, I'll still be on Beth Ann's program. And Jeff Rentz, I'll still be on his program.
Hopefully on mine once in a while, too, maybe.
And I can be, now that I'm free, being freed up on the 4 o'clock program, yes, I can be on your program. So there's still, I'm not going away, ladies and gentlemen. It's just the 4 o'clock program. So discount gold and silver, 1-800-375-4188. That's discount gold and silver, 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit the website at dgscoins.com and sign up for the weekly newsletter. And, I mean, we don't bug you with various things throughout the week like so many others. You know what? It's interesting because I've noticed on my email feed, I'm getting just tons. It's just like happened all of a sudden. I'm getting tons of junk. Things that I have no idea. And I've seen an increase probably in the last, I'm just really noticing it the past couple of weeks. And I don't know why. It's just an observation that is strange. And so if you send me an email and I don't respond, it's because I'm trying to go into each one and unsubscribe. And then that's, you know, you can't do that all day long. So just give me a call, 800-375-4188.
Okay.
What?
It's going to seem strange, but okay, whatever you say.
Okay.
We'll follow the lead.
Well, you know, I'm sure you did the market report today,
and the
Fed's held rates steady and maintains 3 cuts coming sometime this year. It was following its 2-day policy meeting, the central bank's rate-setting FOMC. The Federal Open Market Committee said that it's going to keep the benchmark overnight borrowing rate in the range between 5.25% and 5.5%. But they've penciled down in 0.75 percentage point cuts by the end of 2024, which would be the first reduction since March of 2020. And the Federal Reserve on today said that they held interest rates steady. You know, I don't know what else he says, you know, just a bunch of hogwash where, you know, people are getting along better and better. The wages are beginning to outpace inflation. Well, yeah, if you look at their stupid 2%, 3% inflation numbers, maybe then. But that doesn't take away all the other inflation that we've had and have. And they're all talking and making it a supply and demand issue. It's not a supply and demand issue. Maybe some of it. But how much more money did Biden continue to give away? They got $34 trillion in debt. Going higher.
Increasing a trillion every 90 days.
Yes. So let's talk about the real rate of inflation and the real reason of inflation. Good grief. Listening to these people on CNBC, of course they want you to be happy. Of course they don't want you to pull your money out. And you can't blame them, but they're not accountable for anything. They're millionaires. What, you know, we were talking about, they're millionaires. They can't relate to you, the retiree, lives on a fixed income. It's just like anything else. They're getting wealthy off of you. They give you a few little carrots to make you happy so you stay there. They could care less. And the markets will reflect. So enjoy it while it's here. I hope the Dow goes to 50,000. It could.
It could, yeah. It could.
You got Bitcoin at 70. Heck, you got gold at, you know.
Almost 22.
So, you know, and I'm happy for it. But what's pushing it? There's no panic in the markets. There's no fear. But we know what's going to happen. While they're all touting all the wonderful, you know, 0.75% rate cuts this year, what do you think that's going to do to your dollar? It's going to buy you even less. So, and they know it. They know it. That's the bad thing, Butch. Yeah, they all know it, and they're laughing at you people who don't do anything. They're laughing at you. They don't have a clue what it takes. They got people who buy their groceries. They don't know what it costs to go to the grocery store. They got people. They have people, cars picking them up and driving them back and forth, and they got great jobs, and I have no issues with that. But they can't relate to you either. Well, anyway, Butch, I just didn't mean to get on a tangent here. But
that's okay. You tell the truth, and we're going to cover some of this a bit later on the real economic situation. It's nothing like you heard on the radio today. Nothing like it on the TV. Nothing. And real people, and I say real people, I mean the common peon like you and I, you know, the real people.
But we're not peons.
Well, that's
we're
why,
the
that's
ones that make this country work. You know, right before the the program, I had a call. One of my customers. He says, "You know, we've been in the ranching business, my family, for four generations." He says, "I've been in construction for eons." And he says, "Yeah." He says, "The farmers, the ranchers, they're barely making it." He says it's the middlemen that are charging everything, the butchers, and you know, and I've been told this before from other ranchers. And yet cattle is at an all-time high. But they can't make it.
That's true.
They can't make it. He says, and construction's the same. He says it's spring. He says it's not as busy as normally is.
Well, I'm not a rancher, but I always have raised a few head of beef for many years. And this year, because of the price of feed and hay, and I don't feed, I like to raise my own grass and hay. The round bales of hay that I found were $50 a piece. It was hard to find it, very scarce to find this year. So I went ahead and butchered mine early this year because I got tired trying to find hay for them, paying $50 a bale for bale of hay when I was paying $20 just a couple years ago. And like I said, they treat us like peons. We're going to say we're the peons. They treat us like peons. And when it comes to thinking things too financially, most people today don't think things through too well, Melody. They don't. And maybe a lot of them are just struggling to make ends meet, obviously. But they don't stop and think, why? Why is this happening? What can I do to help in the future? These are things that we need to stop and think about. And thinking is an art that's kind of, especially critical thinking, has fell to the wayside.
And I just want to say this because this is a new headline that's just in. I'm not sure you have it because this is not about the headlines. Let me pull it up here. WW3 Watch. World War III Watch. U.S. troops Taiwan on China border.
Yep.
Do you have that?
I don't
Butch?
Have that one. I don't have it. Yeah. I think I mentioned it last week, I think. But you go ahead. Go ahead.
The world, hold on, let me pull it up. Taiwan has officially confirmed the presence of U.S. troops stationed on its islands in the Taiwan Strait permanently, a development that could further escalate mounting tensions with China. Well, yeah, this is dated today. This is dated today. Mm-hmm. American troops are to be permanently stationed. Permanently.
Well, we'll get to the fact in a few minutes that France is about to send 20,000 troops to Ukraine. We'll get that in a minute.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken issued an ironclad warning to China as tensions between the two nations rise. Closer to home, a newfound poll found Biden and Trump are neck and neck in the race to win the White House. I don't know what that's got to do with Taiwan and China. So again, big headlines. Breaking news, World War III Watch. We've been talking about World War III Watch for a long time.
Yes, we have. Wow. Go ahead. Finish up your comments. That's interesting.
Well, I was going to go on to something else. Republicans call for retirement age hike and clash with Biden. So, yeah, your retirement age. Let's go back to war. Houthi cruise missile hits Israel. Right? We're already fighting with the Houthis, which are backed by Iran. So, Butch, it's not looking good.
It's not looking good at all. It isn't. It really isn't. I'll start off with a different direction, different topic very quickly. A brief headline here. We all know who Ketanji Brown Jackson is, the newest Supreme Court member that couldn't tell whether she's a woman or a man. I'm sure you know that. She said she wasn't qualified to tell that because she wasn't a biologist. But anyway, she's on the Supreme Court now. She's concerned that the First Amendment is hamstringing the government. What do you think about that? U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson said Monday that she was concerned that the First Amendment was hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods. I wonder what that could lead to. Oh, wow. This lady could not prove whether she's a man or woman because she's not biologically intelligent enough to figure that out. She's on the Supreme Court telling us now that our First Amendment may not be good to have any longer. That's what she's saying, basically. Any comments on that, Melody?
But you know what's interesting is you have the Supreme Court who comes out and make these rulings and nobody abides by them. Look at the one in Texas about the border.
Yep.
Allowing Texas to go ahead and take care of the illegals. And
then the lower court overturned it.
Yeah, they're appealing it. How does that work? This is the Supreme Court.
Well, like
and
Biden
it's the same thing with abortion.
Yeah, it is. Biden paying off school loans. Go ahead.
Biden paying off school loans. You're right. So what's and you know what? The Democrats, they know they can't put a liberal in there for how long. So they're just going to ignore it. They don't. It's amazing, Butch.
It is. It is. And the silence is deafening from the so-called Republican side.
Absolutely. They're still going after Hunter Biden. It's like, oh, give it up. Don't you got something better to do?
Wow.
Granted, he's no angel, and everything he's done is wrong. You know, a lot of, you know. But geez, Luigi. Anyway, get me off that topic.
Well, okay, we'll just go different topic. You know, you're talking about the wars, rumors of wars, like Matthew 28 says. Well, another direction for America. U.S. warns, the United States warns of cyber attacks against water systems throughout nation. The Biden administration is warning states to be on guard for cyber attacks against water systems, citing ongoing threats from hackers linked to the government of Iran and China. Disabling cyber attacks are striking water and wastewater systems throughout the United States. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Riggin and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan wrote in a letter to governors made public Tuesday. These attacks have the potential to disrupt the critical lifeline of clean and safe drinking water, as well as impose significant costs on affected communities. Hackers affiliated with the Iranian government, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, have attacked drinking water systems, while People's Republic of China state-sponsored group Volt Typhoon has compromised information technology of drinking water and other critical infrastructures, a system the letter warned. Federal departments and agencies assessed with high confidence that Volt Typhoon actors are pre-positioning themselves to disrupt critical infrastructure operations in the event of geopolitical tensions and or military conflicts. Yeah, we've been saying that for years also, have we not, Melody?
Absolutely.
They finally admit it. They say they're here. This is from the federal departments. They say they're here, ready to disrupt us when we go to war. Wow. And we're going to war.
We are. We're in war.
Yeah, we are. There you are, folks. This is right. I mean, the feds are saying it here, not us. Very important. Melody, I know, get ready to go to break. You want to take us out?
Yes, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit the website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. I learned something new today, Butch, and it's kind of disgusting. Okay. I'll tell you on the break, and if you want to announce it, it's a health issue. But anyway, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, we are back. I thought Mel would bring it back in, but I think she must be falling asleep sometime during the break.
No, not I.
Okay. I was waiting on you, and you were waiting on me.
I was waiting on you.
If you want to share that story, you can. It's up to you, though.
Well, it's just not like we mentioned. It's just about, I know someone's son who's 22 years old, and they just removed a large tumor, and it was like 13 pounds or something, and they found teeth and hair. And it's called a teratomas. And I had no idea, never heard of it before. I just thought it was disgusting. But it's really interesting when you look it up and you see that they can find various stages of development, teeth and hair and organs and even bones. And sometimes it can be attributed to either a twin that failed to develop properly or a fault in the person's germ cells. That would specialize in the normal production of body. Anyway, I just thought it was fascinating, but let's change the topic.
It's a little bit eerie. Anyway, the next two articles go together. I wasn't going to share this one, but the next one I found comes with it, so I think it's important. You probably heard this. Woman arrested following a squatter standoff in her million-dollar family residence in Queens, New York. A distressing scene unfolded in a million-dollar home in Flushing, Queens, that was captured on video in ABC 7 New York. Adele Adelero, the homeowner, found herself handcuffed and arrested following a standoff with individuals who legally occupied her family residence. The conflict began when Adelio inherited the home after her parents' death. While preparing the property for sale, she was shocked to discover the locks had been changed and strangers were living inside. "It's not fair that I, as the homeowner, had to be going through this," she said. "I'm really fearful that these people are going to get away with stealing my home." ABC 7 New York cameras were rolling when Audelio, accompanied by her daughter and armed with her property deed, attempted to reclaim her home. The doors were locked when she arrived, but I saw an opportunity as a woman unlocked the door and left the premises. Inside, they found two men, one of whom claimed to have moved in just the last 2 days prior. The men who Audelio insists are squatters, called the police on her. Police responded to the scene, and after failing to obtain proof from the men that they had resided in a home for more than 30 days, escorted them off the premises. The officers cautioned Audelio about changing the locks, hinting at the potential legal repercussions. Despite the warning, the situation escalated rapidly. Moments after the police departed and the locks were changed, Brian Rodriguez, the man alleging to be the lessee, returned with another individual previously removed by the police. They forced their way back into the property, leading to Audelio's arrest for unlawful eviction. Rodriguez, when asked for documentation by Eyewitness News, produced no lease, but instead showed bills for work he claimed to have done on the house. He stated that he had moved in a few months earlier and had signed documents with a realtor, though he did not disclose the realtor's identity. Squatters' rights in New York, often referred to as adverse possession, establish that a person occupying land or property without the owner's permission can, under certain conditions, gain, now pay attention, folks, gain legal ownership of that property. Now, that's a very sad story. A lady trying to take care of her deceased parents' homes to sell it is arrested for trying to kick people out who do not belong there. But to tie in that story, Melody, Venezuela illegal calls for 300,000 followers to invade unoccupied U.S. homes. Now, folks, listen to this. I just heard, by the way, on the news the other night on ABC News that Denver, I think it's ABC, I mean, I heard it on the news, that Denver, Colorado, is asking people to allow the illegals to move in their homes with them. Now, it'll soon be, they won't be asking, they'll be demanding. But anyway, "I think it will be my next business, invade abandoned homes. My African friends told me they already have 7 expropriated houses," says Linal Moreno. A Venezuelan illegal called on 300,000 TikTok followers to expropriate unoccupied houses in states that allow squatters to move in. In a recent TikTok post, Linal Moreno said he learned of a legal loophole in some states like New York that allow squatters to live inside empty homes. "My people have thought about invading a house in the United States because I learned that there is a law that says that if a house is not inhabited, we can expropriate it." TikToker is going viral by telling illegal immigrants, anyway, we can invade a house in the USA. "What do you think about this new law?" A video from one TikTok user read. "The law says if the abandoned houses are deteriorated and they're in bad condition, we can get, repair, and live in it, and even sell it." What do you think about that, Melody?
Yeah, I just can't figure that out.
I looked up online, by the way. It is actually a law in New York. That's actually a law in New York. I did check it out. It's real.
I'm not doubting that it's real. I can't believe that it actually is real.
And I can't believe people tolerate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you really can't blame the squatters. Well, you can, because they're doing something immoral and wrong. But to get by with it, why would they leave? They got a free house.
Yep. I mean, you see commercials all the time about holding your title, that it's so easy for people to steal your title and everything.
Yes,
but I don't
yes.
even think these squatters are doing that.
No, they're not.
They're just moving
they don't
in.
Need to. They're just moving in, and if they repair it, I think after 30 days, it's hard to get rid of them. If they're more than a year or so, it's legally theirs.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is if you have a home, how can these people be there that long?
Well, apparently somebody just ain't paying attention. That's their fault, too, for not paying attention. But, yeah, I don't know, Melly. That's really one of the most screwed-up laws ever heard. Of course, coming from New York, I can understand it. So, anyway, Anything you want to add to that?
No, sir.
I mean, I just sit back and watch these things and marvel.
I know.
How apathetic the people are, you know. I mean, I don't want to
only
say.
Well, you know, America dropped, the United States dropped out of, we used to always be in the top 20 of the happy
That's
places
right.
to live. No more. We're not happy. I can understand why.
Yeah, it's utter chaos in the country anymore, and it's getting worse every day. It truly is. But anyway, moving a different story here, I think it's interesting nonetheless. 220-plus bank branches have closed so far this year. It's not a great sign if your bank is closing branches all over the country. And that's the case for many banks in the United States in 2024, in particular Bank of America, U.S. Bank, and Citizens, which have had the most closures thus far. In all, 222 bank branches have closed in the first 2 months of the year. If it keeps it up, this rate, we'll be looking at a closure of around 1,300 branches. If you're wondering why the branches are closing, the answer, of course, is money. With each branch closure, they save on salaries and overhead. There are no employees to pay, no rent owed, and no utility bills are racked up. It's been estimated that Bank of America's 41 branch closures saved them over $100 million. I think it also is a worrisome sign that these changes have needed to occur. Repeat, these changes have needed to occur. That's a worrisome sign for sure. We've talked often on this website about the looming failure of American economy, and this seems to be a signal that things aren't as great as President Biden wants us to believe. I'm personally a strong believer in putting my savings into gold and silver at this point because I simply no longer feel that the dollar is a viable unit of savings. Of course, as with most economic crises, folks with less money are hit harder and hit first. According to a report on CNBC, these branches closures are causing banking deserts. It's a sort of like food deserts where there aren't enough source of health or whole food in an area, but for financial services. So people cannot find a place to bank locally, conveniently now, because these branches are closing. And I've seen that in our own area, not necessarily branches closing now, but not for several years. But in our little community, we once had a branch bank. They closed. Another little community down too far from me closed. Not enough business, so they're closing. People have to drive 15, 20, 30 miles to go to the bank now. I've seen it happen in my area. So, yes, it's real. Any comments on that?
You know, but you also have technology that is helping them close and everything, too. And the thing of it is, every time they close a bank, those are jobs. Those are jobs that people are losing. And you have the multiplier effect. When there's one loss, there's three jobs that are actually lost in that community for every job. So, you know, again, just adds up. I mean, you're always going to have job losses. Speaking of job losses, I don't know if you heard this one. Let me bring this one up real quick. We only have a few minutes. I don't know if you have this one or not, but where'd that article go? Unilever is going to cut 7,500 jobs.
Wow.
And spin off its ice cream business, which includes Ben and Jerry's. Now, Unilever makes several things that I'm sure people know of. Ben and Jerry's ice cream, Dove soaps, Vaseline. They said they're cutting 7,500 jobs and spinning off its ice cream business to reduce costs and boost profits. That's what it's all about.
Of course. Of course.
So.
That's what it's about. That's always what it's about.
Yeah. So.
Not money.
Nope. Yep.
And it's just amazing to me that it's happening this fast and people still don't seem to catch it.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. And I'm one at a time getting a lot more I have some more other articles here. They're really, I think, good articles. We'll get into them probably Friday if you don't mind me holding on to it long because they're really important.
As long as we're not in World War III by then.
Well, if we are, we'll do something else. I'm going to share one.
Okay.
U.S. consumers have reached a breaking point. It's really something to read this and understand what's going on. And they cover the points the way it is. And Cuba's on the verge of collapse. I mean, we're seeing things happen now. Democrat cities are changing their mind about bringing illegals into their cities. These things are happening right now. The French said French units in Ukraine will be priority targets. So we have a Russian diplomat says if you bring in the 2,000 troops you're talking about, they'll be a priority target for us. We'll cover that Friday because it's important. This is World War III talk. I don't like it, but Melody, we're not saying it. We're not the ones doing this. We're just trying to tell people what's coming because we're seeing it happening. Now we have an Obama judge, Sharon Johnston Coleman, saying illegals have Second Amendment rights. Guess you saw that, right?
I did.
I mean, illegals can now own farms and buy them and sell them just like an American citizen can. What could go wrong there?
Oh, well, they've been insanity. Yeah, but haven't they been doing that for a while? I mean, Chinese can do it.
Buy the guns?
Chinese government can.
Oh, the government. I'm talking about just regular people coming across the border illegally. They come across the border carrying a firearm now. They can carry a gun inside the country any way they want to. Matter of fact, this was taken to her court, and she said that one of them was arrested for having a firearm in I think, Chicago. She said, you violated his rights. And Chicago's a gun-free zone. Unbelievable stuff happening.
Yeah, it is.
And it's pointing towards another pillar of America being destroyed and another way of perhaps more violence in this country with illegals who don't care. We have illegal gangs here from other countries coming across the border just to steal from homes. And just yesterday on the news, 11-year-old, 12-year-old, and 16-year-old boys robbed a bank. Youngest ones ever to rob a bank. So this is what's happening to our country, Melody. And I have 6 grandchildren and 2 great-grandsons living in this country. I have 1 more great-grandson or great-grandbaby on the way. That bothers me for them. It does. So I'm off my rant now. You go ahead.
Oh. You still have 2 minutes, Butch.
I know. But I thought maybe you might want to rant on something a little bit.
No, not really. I already did my ranting, but, you know, it's really true. The America we know is gone. And, you know, we talk about preparing on all this, and you have to prepare mentally. Yet there's many of us that don't want to accept it. And maybe there's something that, you know, we need a revival in this country. And
we
don't need weapons. We need a revival.
I agree. I totally agree.
You know, and you know, without the revival,
there's no
we're
hope.
Here.
Without the revival,
I got
no
a different
hope.
Type of hope.
Yes.
And so, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, it's fascinating to some degree. I mean, it's fascinating. As frightening as it is, it's fascinating.
Well, it's a fulfilling prophecy just as fast as time will take us. And I know that. I believe I'm somewhat of a Bible scholar. It is fulfilling prophecy. And once you find out who the U.S. is in the Bible, you see it happening so quickly and so precisely. It's not like opening up a book and seeing the whole book. It's amazing.
I mean, it was just the other day when we were talking about the Ukraine war, and you were talking about, you know, the end war, there's going to be war and so forth. And I think I said, yeah, China has to be involved.
Yes.
And you said, absolutely. And today we're reading about our troops are now permanently on the border, Taiwan and China. So
there you go.
There you go.
I mean, no one knows. I don't know the date or time it's going to happen, but it's coming. Go ahead, Mel.
And we are out of time. 800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe. Good night and God bless.
That's too bad.